Hey, last Friday, the day before Joe Perry was rushed to a New York hospital with breathing difficulties, he told us Steven Tyler recently underwent surgery. And if you listen to Joe, you can tell that he sounds like he might be going to the hospital the next day. Here's Joe Perry.
Steven, doing his solo thing, you know, had been putting this business off with his knee for years. So we carved out this time. He had his knee done. It's going on about a month and a half. And he's doing really well. No complications. So that kind of was a big part of it. And then we wanted to do this residency. Just all worked out for the best. So kind of like staying out of the States for 6 months. Because our 50th anniversary is coming up, too. So this residency is going to kind of roll that out.
And then Joe Perry goes to the hospital the next day with breathing difficulties. You could hear it sounded labored during that interview.
Sounded like he had a cold.
Aerosmith's going to be playing in Atlanta February 1st, Super Bowl weekend, and then the first of two residencies at the Park Theater in Vegas. That's what Joe was alluding to. That starts in April. The second run is in June and in July. All right, we move on down. Billy Idol officially became a U.S. citizen yesterday. The British-born rocker. He's been living in the U.S. since the 80s, but he finally became a citizen. And the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service tweeted out a bunch of photos of Billy and quipped, "It's a nice day for a naturalization ceremony." Mm-hmm. Welcome, Billy. Kim Thayil says that if he happens to hear a Soundgarden song on the radio, he has to turn the station. Told Billboard magazine he needs to be in the right frame of mind to hear the late Chris Cornell's voice. He says, "I love the way he sings, but yes, I turn the radio off when one of our songs come on. I love our songs. I love our material, but I don't need to have the music presented to me. I can choose to listen to it on my own anytime I want to, but if it's presented to me and I haven't asked for it, I'll turn it off."
Okay.
They'll list... He did listen to a lot of Cornell's tunes because he helped assemble the self-titled compilation that comes out on Friday. A lot of these stories I will tweet out earlier in the day at Kirk McEwen. What's your Twitter?
M-Cirk.
M-Cirk.
More of an Instagram gal.
And give that out too. Is that M-Cirk too?
M-S-I-E-R-K.
Got both of them. And our friends in the Struts were the musical guest on The Tonight Show last night. And they were joined by Kesha for a performance of Body Talks. Their new album, Young and Dangerous, came out last month. It's my observation that the Struts are trying to elbow their way into the pop stat. You know, I think they...
They're not far off,
but you bring somebody like Kesha along, that speeds up the process. Mm-hmm. Here they are together. There's Luke and the Struts.
I like it.
Along with Kesha. I was never a huge fan of Kesha, but yeah, she's growing on me a little
done
bit.
My, or yeah.
All right. Music notes, Kirk and Mary Ann.
There you go.
On.